The United States-based reproductive rights organization, IBAS, in collaboration with the Malawi's Ministry of Health, recently conducted the study entitled Instance and Magnitude of Complications on Abortions Due to Unsafe Abortions. Godfrey Kangaude was one of the researchers of IBAS. He says the study wanted to find out how many women are inducing abortions, which can in turn lead to deadly complications.
Part of the findings were that in 2009, 70,000 women induced abortions in Malawi. And we also estimated that the abortion rate is about 24 abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age. So you can see that this is quite a high number of induced abortions.
However, abortion is illegal in Malawi except under circumstances where it threatens the life of a mother. Section 149 of the country's penal code penalizes anyone who performs an abortion to 14 years imprisonment, while any woman who solicits one can be put to jail for up to 7 years. However, Kangaude says despite the penalties, many women still seek to have the procedure.
This, to me, is a concern. And the first concern is that the law, despite being restrictive, does not prevent women from accessing abortions. What just happens is that these induced abortions tend to be clandestine. And when they are clandestine, they tend to be unsafe.
Statistics from the country's public hospitals show that 17% of maternal deaths are because of complications due to unsafe abortions. Kangaude says this means that the law does not support reproductive rights of women, but instead infringes the rights of these women.
Because instead of accessing safe abortion services, they go for other services because the public health system does not provide these safe abortions to women who need them.
He says the danger is that most of these women develop fatal complications like hemorrhage, ruptured uterus, and infertility. The study has therefore asked the government to consider liberalizing abortion laws so that all women should have access to abortion using safe abortion methods from trained medical practitioners.
For example, if a woman feels that she has ill health and needs an abortion, or if the pregnancy was a result of sexual coercion, or indeed if the woman really feels that she cannot carry on the pregnancy, maybe because of economic reasons.
National Coordinator for the Islamic Information Bureau, Shedina Jabulika, says it would be inhuman for Malawi to legalize the procedure.
Islam, we know, regards abortion as a killing because you remove the life of somebody without proper reasons. There are situations, of course, but then this should be if the medical personnel has seen that maybe the woman will lose life. In this kind of situation, Islam says you should save one life here. There's a life for the baby and a life for the woman. Now you save one life by aborting the baby.
But some people commenting on social networks like Twitter and Facebook say Western religious views were imposed on Africans during colonialism and do not understand why people still cling to them today. They say it's time for African countries with restrictive abortion laws to revisit them, just as many former Western colonizers have. African countries which have liberalized them include Zambia and South Africa. Human rights campaigners say one of the pacts Malawi has signed, the Maputo Protocol, supports greater reproductive rights for women. Grace Malela is the Executive Secretary of the Malawi Human Rights Commission.
The Maputo Protocol on Women's Rights has got an article that is subscribing the liberalization of grounds on which women can seek legal abortion, not only to restrict it to situations where their pregnancy is threatening the life of the mother, but as well as to pregnancies that are resulting from rape, pregnancies that are resulting from incest. So in terms of the human rights discourse, that's a right to health issue and we need to address it.
But the Minister of Health spokesperson, Henry Chimbali, says government authorities are currently looking at the findings of the study before they take next course of action. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.